The Jingu family moved into the Japanese tea garden in 1919, invited by the city. Mabel Jingu and Koji, a daughter, grew up there. She served tea and snacks to guests. Mabel's daughter, Peggy Nishio, says her grandfather, Kimi Jingu, came up with the first green tea ice cream. The green tea powder was too bitter for people, and so he made cold green tea with sugar and a slice of lemon.
As the story goes, because he became a tea importer after he took over the Japanese tea garden, he was always wanting to do something different and something new.
Kimi died in the late 30s, and the city evicted the Jingus from the home when World War II came about. Nishio says her mother never talked badly about San Antonio, even though they didn't understand having to move.
She just says, you know, this is what we did, and we survived. And they were very fortunate that the church helped them find a place to live. And they had so many great friends.
Mabel Jingu and Koji came back for the major milestones of the tea garden, which changed names to the Chinese Tea Garden, then back to Japanese. Nishio says her mother was an outgoing person, which is non-traditional for the culture. So it's in keeping that she also wanted a non-traditional funeral. The family didn't have one. Instead, they scattered her ashes across the ocean.
It's kind of been a blessing for us. And so it's been very calm and enjoyable to reflect on the woman that she was.
Nishio says her mother passed having lived a full life and leaves behind an impressive legacy. Ryan Lloyd, Texas Public Radio News.